Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be fun. We got a little bit of work to do still, and you know, but for the most part, I think we've played good collective defense, and we're only going to build upon that.
Inside linebacker Brian Cushing after the Saints win, and that's a guy that I cannot wait to see on the field with this defense. I think he is going to be a huge part of how well they play, how well they perform. He's just another playmaker they've added. And the biggest playmaker of all on the entire team, J.J. Watt. Yeah. Hasn't played at all this preseason, but not to worry, right, JJ?
Not to worry. Now, this is me. I'm a spectator. I'm a fan. I wish JJ would have played maybe about one or two snaps.
Oh, he's fun to watch.
He's fun to watch, you know. But I think overall, I knew Coach O'Brien's, what he was trying to do, save JJ, of course, and Wilford, you know, for the regular season game. But I think when JJ gets into the game, he dominates right away. And I know that he's the type of guy where you don't have to worry about whether or not he's getting the reps in practice or if he's giving it all he has. He's going to give it to you as if he's in a game situation every single time. So September 13 rolls around, I'm quite sure when the lights turn on, this guy will be ready to play.
Yeah, he was kind of put, quote unquote, in bubble wrap this preseason. Yeah. There's nothing at all wrong with that. John, you liked it, right? You like seeing him just kind of stay out of harm's way.
Absolutely. Bill O'Brien's talked about the health of the team being one of the major keys to the season. And you can do that with guys like Vince Wilfork and Jonathan Joseph and J.J. Watt because they practice so hard. You can do that. They're getting the quality reps in practice. Now, it's not the game speed as you'd see, but they've played too many games for them to not adjust on September 13th going against Kansas City. It was far, far from one of my worries that he was not playing. I asked him about that on Sunday, and he said, I haven't played but 20 snaps in preseason the last 3 years. Yeah. Why take the chance? The guy's going to unleash on September 13th for the rest of the year. So will Vince. So will Jonathan Joseph. So at that point, put him in bubble wrap, put him up on the shelf, and leave him be.
It's really, if you think about it, this Texans offense – in August compared to September, it's like an onion, I suppose, that's growing layers. Or this is a poor analogy that I'm bringing up, but basically there's more layers to this defense because you've got Watt. That's a new dimension that he brings. And then Wilfork, you never saw him. He's a defensive lineman that can play inside. He's a nose tackle primarily. But what dimension, what addition does Wilfork bring to this defense that we haven't seen at all?
He's like a big brick. That's the best way to describe him, meaning you can't get behind his wall. I mean, and we're watching Hard Knocks, and you just see what type of person he is. He has that aura about himself that players love him. He's going to be the conversation where he's cracking jokes. But once he's on that football field, and we saw it within that scrimmage against Washington, how he went ahead and knocked that dude 10 to 15 yards back. So you know exactly what you're going to get from him. And I think J.J. Watt, it was good for him because he has a chance to really learn from Wilfork as well.
That's really going to be a symbiotic relationship, but it's also going to ripple out to the rest of the defense, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of look at this defense, Drew. I know you remember the movie Rocky IV.
Of course.
When Ivan Drago was taking on Apollo Creed in what was supposed to be the exhibition fight.
Yeah.
And Creed was landing all those punches, and Drago was just kind of going with him. And then all of a sudden, the Russian manager made some kind of Russian comment. This is where I need Mike Meltzer. And he pounded the mat, and he made some comment, and all of a sudden, Drago just unleashed. That's kind of the way I feel like Romeo Crennel is about to do on September 13th.
Oh.
Watt comes back. Wilfork comes back. You got a healthy Cushing. J.J.'s in the lineup. And, oh, by the way, we might see number 90 get a few quality reps as well. I feel like Romeo Crennel is like the Russian trainer pounding the mat saying, go get it, or whatever he said in Russian. I have no idea. But I just know that he was ready to unleash Ivan Drago. Hopefully that's what Romeo Crennel is thinking.
And for the record, we here on Texans Extra Points are not advocating death because Apollo Creed died in that fight that John's mentioning. But Jadeveon Clowney, looks like he's going to play a little bit more than we might have anticipated initially, right?
I'm hoping so. I just want him to just watch everything that Watt and Wilfork does. You know, if you could just surround yourself with those two type of players, you're going to actually learn a lot from them, and you're going to go ahead and hopefully, you know, be a great player in the National Football League. But he's got to surround himself with those two guys. I want to see wherever they're going, I want Clowney to follow right behind those guys.
All right, you're talking about guys following others. Let's talk about some rookies, and let's grade them out. That's what we're going to do when Texans Extra Points comes back from this quick commercial break.